What's up, y'all? It's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. What's up, America? What's up to y'all out there? It's almost 2022, and it's been hella long since I spoken to y'all out there, America. Well, do anybody know Charlotte Adams, the girl who became a viral sensation all over social media for twerking in her t-shirt and panties, dancing and shit? Yeah, America. Back in the day, she used to stay in the Bay Area, and I always try to holler at her, right? And she just kept on ignoring me and shit. You know, I try to get her to come over for dinner one time and shit. Try to get some ass, try to get some pussy and shit, you know. And after that, I don't hear shit from her, but she ended up moving to L.A., right? And she was fucking around with some motherfucking scrub, some bum, some loser, right? And this nigga ended up cheating on her, abusing her, lying to her, all type of shit, right? And she put up with the motherfucker, right? But anyway, we was on Twitter going at it and shit. She goes, nigga, you ain't got no car. I said, I know you ain't talking about me not having no car. No, I got a bachelor pad, ladies and gentlemen. She don't have no car either, but check this shit out. She been roommate in her whole life, right? She had an apartment. She couldn't even afford to keep the motherfucker because the rent was $2,000 monthly and shit, right? So she been roommate, been homeless to the motherfucker for a decade and shit, right? Anyway, she was in L.A., okay, she left that motherfucker, she was wet, moved to stay with her mom back up here in the Bay Area, in Hollister and shit, somewhere by San Jose or some shit. Well, anyway, she put up with that loser motherfucker that was a scrub, but she got out here, right, she called my phone, and I'm like, I haven't talked to her in a while, like a year, a month, some months or some shit, I'm like, who is this? You who? Oh, okay. You the social media girl that went viral off of twerking and shit, right, America? Well, anyway, we started chopping it up and shit. I ended up trying to help her get into her own place because she lived with her mama. You know, her and her mom get into a beat, arguing and shit, fighting and shit, you know, all that motherfucking shit. All she does is get high. I try to help her get her own place, right? She was talking about getting her license and all that shit, you know, and I was helping her start her business, right? Well, anyway, we became friends on Facebook, right? She following me on Instagram. I'm showing her love and shit, right? Well, anyway, we're going back and forth DMing each other on Facebook. And then I love her. I'm kind of flirt with her and shit. She said, no, we just friends. I said, what the fuck that gotta do about getting some ass, you know? Well, anyway, one day she called me. This just happened in America this past weekend. She voice called me, you know, because her phone was off and shit. I thought I was asleep or busy doing some shit, you know. So I ended up calling her back. And I said, well, sorry I missed your call. I remember I sent her a message. You know, I didn't send that motherfucker, delete that shit. Well, anyway, I saw the light on. You can know, America, when you can tell, when you're on Facebook and you see the light on, right, and that person is active, right? She didn't answer. I remember before then I did that, I sent her a message, retweet, all that shit, and she said, just in the future, if we're together, don't do that. And I said, okay. The other day, well, I just sent her a message and called, poof, that was it. So I'm just returning her favor because she had called me first, right? Just, you know, returning the phone call and shit. Well, a day go past, the next day, I can't find a message on Facebook. I'm blocked. I go on Twitter. I'm blocked. I go on Instagram. I'm blocked. I go on TikTok. I'm blocked from everywhere on the motherfucking social media, right? I'm like, okay, then. I don't know what the fuck is her trip. She acting weird and shit, right? I can see if she would have said something to me, say the reason why she blocked me or some shit. She was mad at some shit. Okay, whatever. But anyway, on Snapchat, I've been signed up for Snapchat, America. And you know, you can add and follow whoever's in your phone, right? So I've been following Charlotte Adams, a.k.a. Rochelle McGill. That's her government name. I sent her a message saying, you blocked me for nothing. You know, I should start laughing. I said, because I have multiple Twitter accounts, multiple Instagram accounts. You blocked me for that. Hey, you know, I just, you know, talking shit, just laughing and shit, whatever, you know. Anyway, all of a sudden out of the blue, she gonna call my phone. I didn't answer. I said I was busy. And she said, oh, you got time to text? She kept calling and calling. I know her. She wanna argue. She likes drama. And she fuck with bombs. Ladies and gentlemen, she wants to argue with me. I'm like, anything she could tell me, she wanna say, she could have texted to me. But I know she wanna argue. She kept calling my phone, calling my phone, calling my phone. Because she didn't want to argue. She would have said what the fuck she was going to say in a text message. Which she didn't, America. She's full of mess. She's a dirty motherfucker. After all the time I've been a loyal friend of her, when all her friends act funny with her, they only call her when they convenience, when they want to be bothered with her. Other than that, they don't want to fuck with her, right? So I've been calling her, texting her, trying to help her get her own place, all that shit, being a good ass friend of her. And she gonna be do me dirty, the main motherfucker who's been calling her, texting her, there for her every day, checking on her to make sure she all right, help her with her business, help her with her place, get herself a place to stay, all that shit. And she's gonna block me out of the motherfucking blue. You know what I think was setting off America? Listen to me. On Christmas, she said, F Christmas. You know, it's a pagan holiday. And she said, yeah, I said that, but I didn't pay no mind. On my Facebook, I just said, hey, who gonna say F Christmas? I mean, it's a pagan holiday. When that's your opinion, I'm gonna just let God deal with that person when they say that. Oh, yeah. And Charlotte let him, she be, when she get mad, she curses God. She be using the name of God in vain. So on Snapchat, I said, stop using the name of God in vain. She always, I swear to fucking, I mean, come on now. Don't do that. I think she might have seen that shit I posted on Facebook. I wasn't speaking in general. I didn't mention her, none of that shit. I believe she might have saw that shit and figured, oh, he talking about me. But it was directly to her. It's in general. My beliefs, a status and all that shit. Well, anyway, yeah, she called me on Snapchat and I didn't answer her phone call, but I sent her a message saying, hey, in LA, you was fucking and sucking only God knows who. So did you get back to the Bay Area, you would have act all brand new and act funny style and shit, right? I said, you expect me to answer your phone call after when you blocked me, before you blocked me, you didn't call me, you didn't leave me no message, you didn't want to talk to me then. Hell, you didn't want to talk. I'm like, hell, I don't want to talk now either. Ain't that some shit, America? Some funny style shit. She blocked me without any explanation, telling me the reason why. She didn't say shit. Just blocked me from every fucking where. Didn't even call me. None of that shit. She didn't want to talk to me then. Why the fuck she gonna call me, America? Oh, no, no, not call me. After I send a message to her on Snapchat, she gonna try to hit me up. I'm like, hell, I don't want to talk now either. You don't want to talk to me before you blocked me? I mean, come on now. Yeah, anyway, America, Charlotte Adams is full of shit. She's a dirty motherfucker. She's fake and phony and a fraud. And she fuck with bums. I mean, losers for real. Because I'm a good man. She didn't want to give me the time of day. But she'll never fuck with a motherfucker cheating on her, abusing her, lying to her. She'll fuck with a nigga like that. But I got my own shit. Got my own thing. Got my own. I try to be a loyal friend of her. I try to check in on her. I try to help her. I try to talk to her. All that shit. And she gonna just diss me. Just block me on every motherfucking thing. She's a dirty motherfucker. And that's some real shit. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. But if you go on my Instagram, you can see the shit, the video I posted about her, all right? Follow me on Instagram. Check me out, Mr. Kelly. That's MISTACALII. That's MISTACALII, all right? Shit, and I'm out this motherfucker. But thank y'all for tuning in. Shit, Happy New Year. Shit, 2022 on the way. Yeah, I'm out this bitch.